In an effort to reform Nigeria's financial sector, the country's central bank has announced plans to restructure the currency, the Naira, starting in August 2008. Central Bank Governor Chukwuma Soludo says the plan involves dropping two zeros off the Naira. Soludo says the change will make it easier to manage inflation, cut back on production costs, and promote the use of small denomination coins. He says it will also alleviate the burden on consumers who have to carry large bundles of Naira bills just to purchase daily staples.
Redenomination and reintroduction of totally new currency structure, following the progress so far made with other reforms and the enabling conditions in the economy today, are designed to better anchor inflationary expectations, strengthen public confidence in the Naira, make for easier conversion to other currencies, eliminate higher denomination notes with lower value, reduce the cost of production, distribution, and processing of currency, promote the usage of coins, and lay the foundation for the convertibility of the Naira.
International financial experts are generally pleased with Nigeria's effort to improve its economy. It has achieved high levels of growth, reduced inflation to single digits, and won $18 billion in debt relief last year. And President Umaru Yar'Adua has pledged to deepen the economic reforms carried out by his predecessor, former President Olusegun Obasanjo. An IMF team is due to visit Nigeria later this month for discussions with officials on what is known as the Policy Support Initiative, a joint IMF Nigerian initiative to boost production while keeping a tight grip on inflation. In line with the federal government's strict control of public spending, a large chunk of Nigeria's windfall oil revenue is now being kept in what is known as the excess crude account. Nigeria's total foreign reserves stand at $43 billion, up from just $7 billion a few years ago. Recently, the federal government has come under pressure from Nigeria's semi-autonomous state to release the foreign reserves to alleviate poverty. But International Monetary Fund representative in Nigeria, Michael Bell, says it is essential for Nigeria to limit spending to help control inflation and prevent the boom and bust cycles caused by oil price swings.
The last several years, Nigeria has set itself an oil reference price, and it has managed to sustain significant level of oil savings. I think one of the challenges going forward is to continue that performance. Many people recognize that there are pressures for a higher rate of expenditure from the oil revenues. Nigeria has to tread a careful path between ensuring as rapid development as is possible without destabilizing the economy.
Nigeria, Africa's largest oil producer, is the second largest economy in sub-Saharan Africa. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.